HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
You're listening to On the Record with me, Sunetra Chaudhary.
My guest today on the record is Air Marshal Padmavati Bondopadhyay, who just this week has been awarded the Padma Shri. She's, of course, got lots of laurels in the armed forces, where she's one of the first women to get 3 stars, one of the most high-ranking officials there is in the armed forces. And she joined the armed forces in 1968. And when she got the Padma Shri this year, it, of course, comes at a special time because from this year onwards, women are going to be allowed into the National Defense Academy for the very first time as cadets. So it's a major landmark and it's great to be here with the Air Marshal Padma. First of all, congratulations, ma'am. What was it like to get this civilian award?
Thank you so much. It's a great honor. I mean, as you said, I've been decorated with all the Armed Forces medals. I'm so grateful to the Indian Armed Forces and to the Government of India. But a civilian award, a Padma Award, is something, I mean, I just can't even dream of it. That has been bestowed on me by the Government of India. I'm extremely grateful to Government of India. And we have the word in Air Force, Navas Prasham Deeptam, which means touch the sky with glory. I feel I touched the sky. You know, I'm really, really happy about it, you know. That is what it is. That's a feeling. I still haven't got over it, though it is 3 days gone by, but I'm still on the cloud 9. It's not something, it's a lifetime achievement. It's not something, which can be forgotten. It's something phenomenal. I have no words to express my happiness. That's all happiness, and I feel very, grateful to our nation who have considered me fit enough for this award and bestowed it. I'm very, very grateful. And I'm also grateful to Indian Air Force, which has made me what I am, and the Indian Armed Forces I'm very grateful to all these people who are, I am what I am today because of that, not because of, I am nothing great, but Indian Armed Forces, the Army Medical Corps, and my Indian Air Force has shaped me to be what I am today. I'm grateful to all of them. And of course to India, who has bestowed the Padma Shri on me. I feel very, very grateful to each one of them.
We saw you, on the front pages of the paper of the Padma Awards, you were all over there. We saw your pictures there. We saw you also chatting with the Prime Minister. What did Prime Minister Modi say to you?
Oh, he said, bahut achha kiya, bahut achha kiya, something, bahut achha kiya, something like akin to that, When he was passing by and he told that, and I saluted him, it was very nice. But I was so excited. I don't really remember what he said, but it was real excitement. Imagine Prime Minister coming and saying something to each one of them. Very kind. All the ministers came and spoke to each one of us. But I think he said, yeah, bahut achha kiya, bahut garv, something, garv ki baat. Aisa kuch kaha tha unhone. Maine bola, dhanyavaad. It was very nice. It's very difficult. I don't even recollect what he said, but it was wonderful. I was very excited. I was not bothered what he said, but right standing in front of him itself was a great honor. That's all about it, But he said, bahut achha kya, bahut achha chha gaye hai, something akin to that, something like that, he said, He was full of praise. That's it, He was very happy. He was very happy.
So, ma'am, as I began the interview by saying, when you came into the armed forces, you were really a minority. I mean, everywhere, women, working women are anyway a minority across the world. But you really were in 1968, because even now, it's a story even today when women are, they reach anything, we hear, okay, first time fighter pilots, first time this. So when you hear, ma'am, that in 2021, NDA is going to welcome women cadets, what does that mean to you? How far do you think women have come in the armed forces?
They are not at full 100%, but at least more than 60%. It's something phenomenal. Unless until they come up and not only just join, that they work hard and they prove themselves, nobody can stop. This is one area where there's no man, woman, A, B, C, D, nothing. You prove your worth, you are what you are. Okay, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's nothing great. But you have to work sincerely and hard and take up all the challenges. Because Fauj is not an employment. It is not a 9-to-5 job. It is our life. It is a 24 hours into 365, into the time we live, even till to date. I'm a retired officer. But if my chief says something to me, I'll get up even at dead of the night and work. Simple, which is in our khoon mein hai. It's not something which we are showing off anything. That is our life. So if you take it that way and work, nobody can stop anybody. It is not a girl or a boy. And now the scenario of war has all changed. It is not ki aapko fighting karna, haath pair leke kick marna. Now it's all technical, which I think we can do it. And thirdly, there are so many men who are not qualifying for armed forces. We are not talking about them. Similarly, to be fit into armed forces, today maybe about 50% may be rejected because the height, weight is all very important criteria. In our time, we were short of people, you know. We are much more rejected people. At that time, more were rejected. But if you are fit medically, I don't think anybody is any less man or woman, whoever it may be. We can do it equally well. All that thing which paraphernalia, which goes around, ye ho sakta, wo ho sakta, wo to khade khade bhi ho sakta hai. I mean, kahin khade sab kuch ho sakta hai, aur wo bhi raha hai. We all know it, you know. So, what is wrong in armed forces? That is, at least I feel, because my life has gone in armed forces, but I really don't know much. But if there is any brotherhood or brotherly feeling or a sisterly feeling or whatever you call it, it is there in the armed forces. We are one family. It's a fantastic feeling. Unless until you are there, kahin dukh sukh mein, who comes? Not my parents, not my, in those days we were posted separately. If I'm in Kashmir, my husband will be in Kanyakumari. That's how it was. Because we were the first people who joined. So they said, no, can't post them together. Post them extreme, right? Left and right, you know, that's it. North to south or east to west. But we managed it. Somehow, we carried on. Nothing has happened. I'm still living in front of you. We enjoyed. Theek hai, takleef to hota hai. Yani ki it didn't happen. It was there. But when something happens, who came? Not the my relatives and it is my own squadron people. They were not South Indian. They were not Punjabi. They are everybody. They are Indians. We all were together. When they came into trouble, I helped them. They came and helped me. Many times I went on temporary duty. Who looked after my children? Uncles and aunties. They came, they made the khana for them. They gave them the breakfast. They sent them to school. What else you want? This comradeship is something phenomenal in Fauj. In all the three services. It's not that kids only Air Force or Navy, the Army. Because we know, because we face... We face the ultimate thing in life, that is death every day. It can happen to any one of us. So we always stand by one another. And that is something, the beauty of the armed forces. Any service, all the services are same. That's what brings us together. And we don't talk about caste, creed, jati, pati, dharma, nothing doing. We are all Indians and we work together. Sukh dukh mein ek dusre ko help karte hain. What else you need? You don't have to worry about your children at all. See, दो चीज के लिए तकलीफ लगता है ना बच्चों के पीछे, एक तो पढ़ाई, एक बीमार पड़ेंगे तो क्या करेंगे. दोनों का सोल्यूशन मैं बताती हूँ. हमारे यहाँ सब जगह एक सेंट्रल स्कूल है. हम ये नहीं बोल रहे कि बहुत बड़ा अच्छा है, ऐसे बात नहीं कह रही हूँ, बट स्कूल है तो हमारे बच्चे सेंट्रल स्कूल जाते हैं, ठीक है ना. उन दिनों में हमारा पगार भी बहुत कम था, और पे वॉज वेरी लेस. वी कुडंट अफोर्ड इट कॉन्वेंट्स एंड ऑल दैट, इट वॉज वेरी एक्सपेंसिव. सो वी वेंट टू सेंट्रल स्कूल. नाउ इफ सपोजिंग आई एम नॉट देयर, इफ द चाइल्ड फेल्ट सिक, हु लुक्स आफ्टर? सिंपल हॉस्पिटल का डॉक्टर, ही विल लुक आफ्टर. इफ समथिंग इज मोर सीरियस, ही विल कॉल मी, टेल मी कि दैट सो एंड सो, आई सेंट हिम टू हॉस्पिटल, देन आई गो लुक इट अप. सो चिल्ड्रन आर ऑल्सो ट्रेन्ड. They don't have to come back crying to me, mama, you're nothing doing. No mama, no papa. They all know where to go.
I like the way, ma'am, how you're actually selling the whole idea and saying that if you're a woman, this is the perfect job for you. I really like how you're saying that. Ma'am, but you mentioned that, you know, as long as women work hard, you know, they don't have to worry. So can you give me examples out of what you see and how even it must be right now? Or what are the things, what kind of mindset do you think, or give me like an example that you need to do, which other women, you know, somebody, I don't think it's a women thing, because you said lots of men also get rejected from the armed forces. So what is the kind of mindset that you need to be? And this is especially for NDA aspirants, because we know a third applicants are women. So what is it that's required to be successful like you in the armed forces?
See, it is not successful or anything. All the challenges have to be accepted. You know, initially what happened, at least what I feel, there were two types of commanding officers were there when the ladies joined somewhere in 92 or 94 when the ladies came in. Previously, it was only doctors and nurses. No other people were there. Then they came into first ground duty jobs, that is JAG, branch, engineers, all that. Either there were one type who were mollycoddling them, beti, beti, beti. One group is no beti, main kar lunga, nothing doing. There are another group who thought they can do nothing. You know, they're useless. What you people can do? You can only cry, ma'am, and all that, you know. So, but there are another group who accepted them and encouraged them to do better and better. So the three people are there. Now today, it is more and more people coming up. Now that tamasha has stopped. Everybody is an equal officer. Whatever job you have to do. That was something novel at that time. No, ladies coming up, it was novel. Anything new, these things will come up. You know, it's nothing abnormal about it. So now they're treated as any other officer. Now, officer is an officer, as simple as that. So all the jobs have to be shared. Now, I will come to the girls' part. It's nice when you see them in uniform and when they say parade, like you saw me marching. It was very interesting, impressive. But work also has to be done, okay? And you don't expect work to be in Delhi, Bombay, Calcutta, Bangalore. No, it will be in field areas. We have to take it up. It's our job. We are a Fauji. Don't think it will be Delhi, Bangalore, Calcutta. Many parents take it that way, no? I mean, Delhi kaya tha, mere beti Delhi mein kaam karegi. Ye kaam nahi hai. It's a way of life. It's a life you have to lead. And field posting to milega. Sabko milta. Everyone gets a field posting. Okay. Supposing I don't do a field posting, somebody, some man has to do it, isn't it? Some other officer. Doesn't he have a wife? Doesn't he have parents? He's also a human being, no? Why don't we take it like that? We are all officers. The job has to be shared. I am a colonel, means I have to do the job of a colonel. Not just in Delhi, Bangalore, Calcutta. No, we'll be all over. We will do all the jobs. I have fought two wars and I'm very proud of that. Not anything, no? It's not that. It is an opportunity to excel. Instead of saying it, taking it, arre kya hoga? Kuch nahi hoga, kaam karo. That's all about it, no? And nobody can stop you. There is no differentiation. If there is a place where there is not much, I mean, hardly any differentiation, I think it is the armed forces. We work. You work, you get your thing. If you don't work, go home. Simple.
Sure, ma'am. And I love what you're saying about the three types of people that were there. But now it's more equal. It's a greater degree of equality is there. But ma'am, obviously, there are certain of those elements who don't think women are equal are still persisting within the forces, which is why, ma'am, you know, the permanent commission women have fought, you know, you said they first entered in 92. They only now got through the Supreme Court. And it was, you know, all of these decisions are coming from the Supreme Court and not within the force. It's not the force which is saying, you know, this is high time. Women are equal. We have to let them into NDA or we have to give them permanent commission. Why is it, ma'am, that it takes so much fight on behalf of the women to get this equality?
See, I don't want to get into this controversy, but our ethos, our cultural differences, our sanskar, these are all quite different. You know, you can't compare us with Israelis or US and all. We are different. I mean, maybe because the old, older civilization, we have got lots of ifs and buts and all that. Okay, plenty. Well, when I joined medical college, AFMC, for 5 years, none of our biradri people come to our house. Ek hi ladki ko fauj mein bhej diya hai. You know, it's a big crime.
Wow.
It's not very far, 62. This is life. You have to accept it. It is still there. I'm looking after Eastern UP in the telemedicine sector under Ramakrishna Mission. I know what it is. They come with 6 bachcha. Kitna bachcha hai? Ek hi hai. Kahat, pair, sab jagah bachche jhool rahe ho. Kone hi ladki hai? This is the answer you get, even today. So it is not equally developed all over. There are differences are existing. We have to gradually, this will take time, but at least a beginning has been made in the NDA. As it changes, like when we became, oh, you're the first lady air marshal. But today, there are 5 of us, lieutenant generals in the AFC. It will come. It will take time. Then after another 10 years, nobody will remember all these differences. Nobody will remember. It will become like a normal thing. But initial stages, it will always be a problem. And it is quite tough for the initial batches. These girls will also face the same things. But they have to overcome it. When we joined, are you all aware that we never had a maternity leave?
Does it I know. I read that about you, ma'am. Yeah. That I, you know, it's, yeah. It's, I tell us how
we
you manage.
But we had children, we brought up. Yeah, it is normal. It was not, today you have maternity leave, you have paternity leave. Something has, it will take time. Don't, we can't expect anything to happen in 1 second. It will not. Time will change. When people come, everybody will accept you also as equal, but you have to work. It's not just because of a woman you are equal. No, you prove in every job. Why in corporate sector you become the top pass without doing any work? No, no, that no sector. You have to work in every sector. So in this sector also you have to work. Nothing great. Work hard. People recognize you. There's no ifs and buts and various other criteria. It's just simple hard work. You produce your work and be good. That's all about it. And everybody is helping you. It's one place where everyone is happy. Everyone is trying to help one another. Irrespective, we are all true Indians. Seriously, that's one place we are all true Indians. So what else you need? I mean, do your job and enjoy yourself. That's all. And take it as a, don't take field posting and all as punishment. Take it as a, what you call, adventure. Enjoy it. I've been in North Pole, all alone in the winter months. There were 60 men and me. So what? Anything happened? No, I could do a lot of work. But of course, if you're married, you have to have a trust between husband and wife. That's a separate story. That doesn't come in armed forces rule. But it is your own life, isn't it? Okay, so it is not that. Take it as an adventure. Enjoy it. Take the challenges. It is not working, normal working. It is different. I know that. It is challenging. It is. We all know it. But the challenge itself, you take it as a good thing, then there's no problem. If you take it as, oh, kya hoga, mera kya hoga, tab to musibat hai. Then nothing will happen. That's all. Okay. So everything is good. But the changes will take place. Good change will come.
I just wanted to ask you as well that you were posted during the 1971 war. Can you tell us what that experience was like? Because like you said, a lot of people are scared that, you know, women in armed forces, especially women in combat, their entire fear is what happens as a if a woman is taken as a prisoner of war. What do you think about that?
This is the question which they always throw on you. What happens? Okay. Now, when these poor officers during the Kargil war were mutilated, did you talk about it? Aren't they human beings? They were also somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody something, isn't it, husband? They were mutilated, you all know it. Why don't you talk about that? I mean, it's something akin to that. It's sad, I agree. If I were in that position, I would shoot myself. Kam katam. I have a revolver with me, I'll shoot myself, pistol with me. It's so many ways of doing it, you know. But this is not the only thing, you know, that you have to say, no, women should not be there. What happened to the men? That's okay for us, isn't it? That is also sad, very sad, especially in the Kargil war we went through, our men officers. Wasn't it sad? It was so heartbreaking. It was, you felt like what to do. But it can happen to men, it can happen to women, it can happen, isn't it? So everyone has to devise their own ways how to overcome it. It's difficult, it's very sad. It's extremely difficult to answer this question, what is the thing? But if you're taken as POW, so such bad treatment is given to you, to everyone. So same thing will happen to us also. May happen, I'm not saying. But you have to devise, it's the same. If the men have done that, then we didn't talk about it. In Kargil war, it happened so much. But it may happen, I'm not denying it. It's a situation which has to be thought about it, and we have to be prepared for it. How you prepare that, you have to work it out, and everyone has to do it. You have to be prepared. It can happen. I'm not saying it cannot happen. It can happen, but you have to be prepared. But that is not the only thing, you know, which should prevent you. But then there are brother officers who are there to help you all around. You don't go group, so then there are people who will help you. But in spite of that, if it happens, you have to be careful. That's all I can say. There's no ready-made answer.
Sure. But ma'am, is this the reason that Army and Navy and others have not allowed women beyond a point?
I don't think so. It will take time. Everything takes time. It didn't happen. Like Air Force also let the fighter pilots about 2 years back, isn't it? So it will come by and by. It took almost, when we joined was 68. Okay. It took so many years for the fighter pilots to join. In 95, other people came, between 92 to 95, other branches. So another 10 years, maybe some more years, they will also come. It's not that. One day it will happen. It is not that it's not going to be there, but they have to make themselves, the service also has to get used to and specially train them. Every service has got its own peculiarities. I mean, what is in Air Force is not in Army, what is there in the Navy. Each one is different in their ops thing. Everything is different. You know, I also don't know much about Navy and Army, but it will come. It's not that they will not have it. They will have it, but not today. Maybe tomorrow. It will happen one day. And quite soon. Specialty, Air Force has got fighter pilots. Yeah,
exactly. And ma'am, your specialty is aviation medicine. I just wanted to ask you, is there a, you know, sometimes they quote the physiology and the gender differences, but was there a big problem physically speaking for women to go up in combat or to go up in the air?
In aerospace, we work for air and space. We select the best guy, we train them up, and if there is any disease, get it cured and get back to flying also. All the aviation stresses, we work out, solve their problems, like anti-G, G-stress, hypoxia stress, disorientation stress, there are plenty. So we work on that locally and sort out their issues. That is our role as aerospace. Now we come to space. We are training our people for space activities, which is, you know, the zero G, then loss of muscle mass, what all exercises are required in space. All this, lots and lots of things are being worked for space because it's not a distant future. It is going to be the near future. So this is our role as an aerospace guy. We have to work and be abreast of what are the problems can happen. When new aircrafts come, there are new problems also coming with that, the aviation problem, aerospace problem, aeromedical problems. We have to sort it out. That is our role. Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So, ma'am, basically what you're saying is that lots of people think physically you have to be strong to join the armed forces, but you're saying none of that. With modern warfare, modern kind of armed forces, all you need is your brains. Right. Go ahead.
No, I say they have to be physically fit as per the armed forces standards. That's it. Okay, now. You don't have to be a sumo wrestler. If you think you have to be sumo wrestler, no, we don't need to be. But you have to fit in the armed forces standards which are there. You have to be fit and you have to be strong here. Very strong here. That is more important. Okay, now. Take care.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you,
Marshal Padmavati Bandyopadhyay. Thank you so much for speaking to us and our viewers. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.